From Shaw & Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Your view of 225, what is it?
Well, there you go. Big day yesterday. We've said hi, re ra to Governor Christian Hawkesby. And he has got a couple more days, hasn't he? He's got till the 30th. But maybe we've also said see you later to official cash rate reductions. And we're very much in wait-and-see mode now. Yeah, for the record, the RBNZ dropped the OCR to 2.25%, which makes us pretty low now compared to other jurisdictions. The move was almost universally expected, so no surprises there. Focus was very much on the outlook. Now, I don't think the outlook that they gave was altogether surprising, but the market reaction we've seen suggests there was at least a section of the financial market that was expecting a more explicit reference to future easings, which there wasn't. So the Kiwi dollar did something quite unusual yesterday. It went up. Very much a wait-and-see attitude to further cuts. Basically, RBNZ is done. I think they're done, pending clear evidence of, you know, domestic economic weakness, or maybe, as you, I think, just pointed out, significant external events. A key point, Mike, they've got 3 months now until the next RBNZ meeting, so they're sort of in holiday mode as far as the OCR is concerned. They do get plenty of data, but you've also got a new boss coming in. So I think it makes sense to give that new boss some optionality. What do they think? They get a clear whiteboard. It also seems like a reasonable position to take, or certainly an understandable one. Another cut to me looks like a big call from here. I agree with the sentiment out there. There's a pretty big hurdle for another cut. Note that there was a dissenting voter there, Mike. It was 5-1. Mm-hmm. Yep, assuming that one didn't want to cut. I mean, after all, Mike, they are rolling the dice on that spare capacity in the economy leading to inflation backing off from what it currently is right at the edge of their band. Another comment, Mike, is just because the RBNZ is done or sort of cooling its jets on OCR cuts doesn't mean that the impact of cuts to date doesn't keep feeding through into the economy. I know you have a view on this as well. But the transmission of monetary policy does continue. There's quite a bit of the total mortgage pool to reprice because for a while some people haven't. There is a group of people out there that haven't refixed their mortgage rates as they've come on. They've gone on to floating rates because they're sort of gaming and waiting for lower fixed rates. That's you're probably not going to see much lower fixed rates now. So, look, I'd say out there fixing now is probably not a bad idea. Yeah. Their forecast, growth picks up to 0.4 in Q3, higher again 0.7 in Q4. They said minus 0.9 in Q3 probably overstated the weakness. CPI inflation does drop back next year, but I did notice the unemployment rate. That only drops very slowly next year, Mike. So sort of weaker employment markets, in their view, are probably with us for a while. The final point I'd say, Mike, is one of the great things in my day-to-day life is I get to meet a lot of people. I was in Waikanae yesterday. I was at the Otaihonga Boating Club talking to clients of a big accounting firm on the Kapiti Coast, living the dream. But I get to hear what a lot of people are saying, and I've been doing this for about 6 weeks now, and one common theme I've heard right across the country, real estate agents are busy, Mike. So the housing market looks like it will pick up next year. Market reaction, yeah, Kiwi dollar got a rocket up it, quite a lot stronger. But local wholesale interest rates also quite a bit higher. And that has an impact on those fixed rate mortgage settings as well.
Right, across the Tasman, can I suggest when you gerrymander the power market and start tossing in money from the government to pay your power bill, you might pay the price for that, and that's what happened yesterday?
I had to look at this number several times because I didn't think it was right. But electricity in the last 12 months in the Aussie CPI is up 37.1%. So, yeah, Aussie CPI, certainly this didn't help our bond rates yesterday, Mike, because the Aussie CPI printed much higher than expected. So they've moved to a monthly CPI release. It will take a while to get used to. You could see a few wobbles around things like seasonal adjustment as they get used to that. But it was definitely a surprise to the upside. When I was looking at this last night, one headline jumped out at me and said, nightmare for the RBA. The RBA's preferred measure rose 3.3% year on year in October. It's been over 3% for months now, but the headline inflation rate, 3.8%, that's dramatic, isn't it? They started these monthly numbers back in April. It's the highest point it's been since then. It sort of shunted Australian interest rates higher. And there's a lot of talk now that the next move from the RBA could be up.
Interesting. What are the numbers?
Yeah. So US market's looking pretty good. The Dow Jones is up 376 points, 47,488. That's up 0.8%. The S&P 500 is up 0.91%. 61%, 6827. They're all getting balled up now about a cut in the Fed funds rate in December. The NASDAQ is up 0.84%, 193 points, 23,220. The US market, the UK market actually went up, up 0.9%, 86 points, 9696. The Nikkei, strong day, up 1.85%, 49,559. Shanghai Composite fell 6 points, 3864. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.81%, that's 69 points, 8606. We haven't had time to talk about the New Zealand market yet, but a couple of good numbers there yesterday from Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, also Channel Infrastructure up. That helped our market to a 81-point gain, 0.61, 13,562. Kiwi dollar, here we go, 0.5692 against the US, 0.8737 against the Aussie, 0.4909 euro, 0.4303 against the pound, 0.89 against the Japanese yen. Gold rallied yesterday, 4167, and Brent crude, $62.47.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.